We are back from recess. We have scheduled the road vacation in Dixieland Heights subdivision for next Monday at 10 a.m. We now have accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 333080 through 333141 and one warrant for number 5765.
Second. Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks from 333080 through 333141 and warrant number 5765. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carried. Let me just hurriedly take up one other short item of business, Debbie, and then we'll come back to you. Previous County Commission minutes.
Ron, we have minutes from December of 2012. I'd like to say that those were waiting for a scan on some contracts is the reason they're that far out on the dates. And I'd like to make a motion for approval of December 20th and December 31st of December 2012, January 3rd, 28th, February 21st, 25th, March 11th, and 18th of 2013.
Second, the motion has been made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes dated December 20th and 31st of 2012, January 3rd and 28th, February 21st and 25th, and March 11th and March 18th of 2013. Discussion as corrected.
As corrected. I'm sorry about that. Didn't forget that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Energy grant funds. And with us we have Debbie Redford. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wish that you would take the time, if you will, to give us a bit of history about what this is regarding, where we're at today, what we've been through, and then we'll have some comments.
Okay. This is a grant that we started research on in 2009 through Energize Missouri. It was part of the AARA effort at the federal level, so it comes down from the Department of Energy and then down through the Department of Natural Resources. We initially went to meetings on this, and the original idea was to incorporate county buildings. We were told at those meetings we were better off if we collaborated and had more partners. So as a result of that, we ended up with seven partners from around the county, different facilities, and a total of 22 buildings that were retrofitted in one way or the other. Those included Mark Twain School, Kirbyville School, Taney County Health Department, that's three buildings in Branson and Forsyth, a total of three buildings. Western Taney County Fire retrofit 11 of their buildings. The Taney County Courthouse was retrofitted. The Taney County Airport, one of the hangars. City of Branson was City Hall, the Water Tower, and the Recplex. The Recplex were outdoor lights at the Recplex. And those were all lighting retrofits. And finally, Hollister School, as a result of having already retrofit our elementary building with a computerized temperature control program, we saw the savings there. So under this program, we also retrofit both the middle school and the high school with a computerized temperature control system. I've summarized there for you the total amount in regards to kilowatts saved. I wish I could calculate that for you, but each entity would have to calculate that themselves since they each pay different amounts on their electric bills. I can tell you that the computerized temperature control system at the middle school and high school is saving us about 26% on our utility cost, which is tens of thousands of dollars, closer to probably $100,000 a year in utility savings.
Well, that's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, that's amazing. The total amount of kilowatt savings on the lighting, I've given you in a project summary there, and on all of those buildings by looking at what their kilowatt usage was the year before they retrofit the lighting and the year after, it's a total annual kilowatt savings of 2,401,491 kilowatts. I might tell you that there were three facilities where we had to hire labor because they did not they did not count in terms of labor match to be able to use their own labor for that, and that was Kirbyville School, that was Mark Twain School, and the Health Department. The other entities, other than our computerized temperature control, but the other lighting entities used their own part of their own employees as match. So it did not. Those employees did not cost those entities any other money.
Now, we are waiting, are we not, I think I understood you to say, on a distribution to these different entities.
Right. You should be getting a check. Initially, the grant was for, if I remember right, it was like $169,000. And DNR then came back after we'd submitted and we'd been awarded that amount and gave us more money. The total amount of what we were actually awarded later on, and trust me, this never happens with a grant, was like $242,000. I am waiting on one more bill. We have about 9 barrels of ballast that are sitting at the household hazardous waste facility in Branson that will have to be picked up by an outside entity. All of that is considered hazardous waste. All of the tubes went to Tantone Industries. They are equipped to handle those. But the ballast themselves, because of the heavy metals in those ballast, we're waiting, and it's a company that's out of Missouri, but they go coast to coast, and they pick up these kinds of hazardous materials and process them. So we wait till we get on their distribution where they're coming through this area. And I'm estimating that's going to cost us about $2,500 to $3,000.
So we'll subtract that from, and by the way, we have received the check.
Oh, okay.
So the county is in receipt of that. The treasurer has deposited it, and we're waiting on that final computation. And then when that occurs, we'll distribute those funds to, hopefully with your guidance, to the entities that we are to distribute those funds to.
Absolutely. Most of those entities, we won't have to distribute money. In fact, several will owe the county because the county served as the financial agent in terms of all the materials that was purchased. Instead of purchasing materials, all of the ballast and all of those lighting tubes and everything that went into putting them together, the county was able to get a very, very good deal in the bid by getting all of it. And the county was the only entity out of all those that had the capacity of storing that so that they could be distributed accordingly.
I don't know that the public understands how much in savings that different entities are going to be seeing, not just in energy savings, but the real dollars that it costs to buy energy. So this is, to me, it's really exciting. And I'm tickled to death that we went after this. I know that it was a long process. I know that it's been one that has done nothing but grown.
I do have a few more gray hairs than when I started.
Well, Debbie, I personally want to commend you for the work that you did on this and for the assistance that you have given us as a county commission in pursuing this, as well as everyone else that you've helped along the way. We appreciate you so much.
Well, you know my heart's in energy savings and environmental issues, so this was right up my alley.
Yeah. Same feelings coming from me as Ron presented there. I know there was a lot of work and a lot of entities to try to problem solve with, so appreciate it.
Anything else?
Not unless you have any questions in regards to the monies.
Rick, did you have a question?
When we get that money, will schools bill us, or we need to check that thing over?
Well, I will be putting a spreadsheet together for you. I will tell you that originally we had an oral agreement with both Kirbyville and with Mark Twain that because of their financial situation, we did not have to worry about a match with them, and that we would not bill them for any difference in it. The Hollister schools paid over $400,000 in match money, actually closer to about $450,000, because our whole system cost us $525,000. And so we had to match the rest through, we were able to do that through a bond that we had, and because we considered it such an important investment. So I can tell you those two entities will not be billed. There are others that I know. City of Branson, for their courthouse, chose instead to go utilize a performance contract with an engineering firm for the court, for their city hall. So consequently, they did not buy any materials through the county, and they utilized their own engineering company for labor. So for that entity, we owe them the, it's $5,080, I believe, was the balance that we'll owe them. The others, both the water tower and the Recplex, were done using their employees, and there's going to be a slight balance, I believe, with the Recplex. The city, the tower came in under budget, so they're fine. So I will send you a sheet in terms of who owes you money and who you owe money. Absolutely.
She'll be sending it to us, yes.
Mm-hmm. The one thing I'm waiting on is the rest of those ballasts to be picked up that are when the company picks them up, and they will be able to tell me what the bill is as soon as that truck gets back. We'll have an invoice from them, and then everything will balance out. Okay?
It was pretty nice to receive the $250,000 check last week.
I have one question. With you being involved in this on the monies that are refunded to Taney County from the school districts and the different entities, will you oversee that? I mean, will you be the one that oversees those amounts?
Yeah, the only school districts we're looking at in terms of any money, you guys will be sending a check to Hollister School. There will be, it's flat across the board with both Mark Twain and Kirbyville, because you guys were picking up the cost of that labor because it was contracted labor and materials for them. So that's a wash with them. Okay. The check will go through. If you need it, I'll do it like as an invoice from the school, and then it'll be sent to the district office.
Well, thank you again. Thank you so much for your hard work on this.
I'm glad to put it behind all of us.
I understand. I wouldn't want to do that. Let's stand in recess until 1 o'clock, at which time we'll be re-meeting in the conference room upstairs for the discussion regarding DED requests for federal funds, and then our daily staff review wrap-up for the day's activities. And that will be it. Debbie, again, thank you.